Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
You got to be able to carry something from this year. Like I said, what I don't want is folks to believe, oh, well, he was playing with house money. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, well, you had nothing to lose. You did have a lot to lose, because if you went out and crapped the bed and they bent you, right, then your career is essentially done. If we can be real about that, probably it's going to be done, right? Oh, so. And that's almost anybody at that point, right, that's in that spot. What do you take from this with how you perform?
Yeah, you take the confidence. You take the good memories and you know the practice reps each week. I think people, you know, obviously fans, people only see the games, but the weeks of practice, going through the week as a starting quarterback, you know, the meetings, the walkthroughs, the practice. The post-practice meetings, just getting back in that rhythm makes you feel alive again, and it reminds you again what the rhythm and the grind of a week is like. And I think I love that grind, and I embrace it, and I very much look forward to doing that again, hopefully soon. You know, wherever that I get that opportunity, I think I can do it, and I think I'm excited to do it.
It's fascinating when you were talking. I remember like my moment and having that feeling, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I can play. Like when you have those moments in a stretch of games like that, you somewhat feel like, yes, I belong in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Like that was my feeling. And when you catch that feeling, it's like, I'm chasing it no matter what. Like that's a very unique place to be at. And to see those results directly like that is super cool, Mason.
Absolutely.
So No, go ahead.
I think we all have those moments. You're exactly right, where you feel like I belong, and then you just keep building.
And you keep building. Speaking of building, man, we're going to field a few questions, Mason, if you don't mind, if that's cool with you.
Absolutely.
First one is this one, man, because a lot of people didn't believe that. I think they thought you was a small guy, undersized. But are you really 6'5", 235, or similar?
Yeah, I'm 6'4 and a half, you know, probably 230. You know, so a little smaller. I think that was a few cheeseburgers ago when I came into the league and my rookie year. And then, I think Oklahoma State listed me at 6'5" back in the day, and that might have been fitting a little bit. So, but not far off.
That's that high school stuff right there. They want to make you seem bigger than what you are, man. Here's another from Todd, man. It says, Mason, you came off the bench without much first team reps. How much better can you be with proper time and personnel to prepare?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, I've never gone through a training camp with even splitting the first team reps, much less taking them all. And I think, we'll see what happens. But I think it's reasonable to expect you to be more prepared, more ready, have better chemistry with receivers, work on new concepts that a coach or a coordinator is installing, and come up with a true list of favorites. You know, I was coming up with a list of things I felt like, hey, if I was in there, I would like, but I hadn't really ran them yet. I think you can make a leap in that regard for sure.
Definitely. Here's one right here from Ben. I like this one. He said, I wonder if you could have that game back against Buffalo. Is there anything you would have done differently?
Yeah, absolutely. There's every game. There's throws you want to have back, or play calls you wish you could use at different times, I think obviously the first one that jumps out would be the interception there in the red zone, and putting the ball more outside, us or nobody type of a spot. You know, anytime you get down there and you got 3 points on the board, it's never fun to walk away with zero. So. I think there was a couple third downs in the game where, you know, they McDermott dialed up a couple good calls, you know, nice pre-snap disguise, and it got me. And I think that happens sometimes, but absolutely, when I love to go back you change and right those wrongs and go to the right place with the football.
From Ash right here, how do you even get better without game practice? Like, some people, of course, don't have to practice, Mason. You know, they get Thursdays and Fridays off. Some people like myself.
That's right. That's right. Like you, getting those vet days, those Wednesdays and Thursdays off. Yeah, you're right. And still come out and just dominate.
You know, hey, man, it's not bragging hour yet, okay?
it's a good question. I think you got to use – I think Isaac Seumalo said something good to the offensive line that I heard this year and said, you know, the quicker you can or you know, the faster you can replicate the way that you feel in a scout team rep when you have nothing to lose, when you're playing free, when you know you're just providing a look for the starting defense, and you can channel that same freedom and weightless, you know, just execution of your job into a first team rep, you know, the quicker you can close that gap or translate that style of playing, the better you're going to be. And I think I tried to play around with those things in the scout team when I knew it didn't matter. I wanted to, you know, obviously keep yourself sharp and complete passes, but, you know, arm angles and off platform throws and really, you know, take some risks that you maybe wouldn't take in a normal practice with this first team offense. And I think when you build those, that confidence, you can make those throws, you can carry that into the real deal.
That is where people get a lot of that stuff. We'll get to Frank here in a second. That's where a lot of people don't understand. Like, practice does mean a lot. The chances that you make, like, one of the things that I tried to do is jump set somebody. And I found out early, Mason, that's not for me. You know what I'm saying? So Isaac was so spot on with that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's also, of course, being smart enough to realize what you should and should not be doing in those moments. Very fascinating.
Yeah.
Frank asked this, and you answer how you want to. Hey, Mason, I always – sure, Frank. He said, but I always believed in your playing abilities. Yeah. And why didn't Mike Tomlin see the talent for himself? How did that somewhat transpire? Yeah. Mace, as clean as you can.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, the reason why I understand the question, but I think I'm will be forever grateful for Mike and Omar bringing me back this past fall and, you know, give me a chance to be ready, give me a platform to keep myself sharp and you know, in the chance and the off chance that an opportunity did come and it did and so they, you know, they. I know Mike T and Omar, they believed in me. They believe in me, and they believed in me obviously enough to bring me back to be a part of the squad. So thankful for that.
No doubt. Here I was gonna save that one, but here we go. From Christian, it says, Ramon, please ask Mason if he's coming back. This is a cherry on top that I need in my life. LOL, Mason. How you feel about your free agency, man?
Yeah, I mean, I went through it last year, you know, learned a lot, and it was, you know, discouraging at times, but it was a good experience and to understand how those months flow. We will see what happens. I know I felt good playing in the games I played in, and I'd love to do that again. And I'm going to try to put myself in the position, you know, whether that be in Pittsburgh or elsewhere, to try to, you know, realize that opportunity and accomplish that again. So we'll see. It's a lot of it's out of my hands, and
it is.
All I can do is make the best decision for myself and my family.
And I don't even think people realize how stressful free agency is, because what you have in your mind, you don't know if that's reality. And of course, it's you've gone through it before already, but it's very nerve wracking, Mason.
Yeah, there's no uncertainty. I mean, there is no certainty of where you'll be, of what city you'll be in. I mean, I think we're all, as players, a little bit used to that lifestyle because you never know. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow when you're on a team. You know, you could be cut, you could be traded. So you kind of live this life of being light on your feet and getting used to that. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I yeah, like I want to keep playing football.
Ask you this. Good conversation, exit meetings before you left Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it was good. Visited with Mike T and Omar both. And, you know, it's so early. I mean, it's like 3 or 4 days after we played our last game. So, you know, there's a lot we neither side of us knows, but I felt like they were, you know, meant it when they said they'd like to have me back, and they both, you know, feel like they want to do business, you know, future business with me. So that's good to hear. But like you said, there's so many variables, and it's still so early. We're sitting, it's still January, so who knows what will happen.
I Zach, there was a question up there we'll get to in a second, but this one right here is awesome. And I'm glad you answered this honestly the first time. But can you go through and answer it again? Hey, as Zach goes, hey, Mason, how does it feel at a Steelers home game when everyone was chanting your name? They never do old linemen like this, man.
See, I don't know. I remember a few times it was Moni. Maybe I was dreaming, but they should have. They absolutely should have. If they knew the people up front that really move the chains, they'd be chanting all of your names. But
appreciate that, but
that might have gone to your head too much, Moan, and then you might have started acting different. You might have turned into a diva. So maybe maybe it's for the better that it didn't happen. I don't know.
It was, yeah, man.
It definitely would have gone to Al's head. I mean, he'd have retired and started doing speaking engagements. You know, right from there.
Can you imagine how Gil would have been? Oh my Marcus. God,
dude! I miss Marcus.
I miss Marcus too, man.
I need to give him a shout. He was hilarious.
If he stopped changing his number, dude.
I know we're not big time enough to stay on his contact list. But anyways, yeah. I mean, it was cool. It was more for my family. It was a great memory. It being, you know, Christmas, they were all always going to be in town for that game, regardless of whether I was playing. But it was a fun night, and you know, thankful to our fans for showing up, being so passionate always, and making it a big time memory.
No doubt about it. I want to get to the one beforehand too, just real quick. Mason, what was your relationship like with Kenny? I think the competition between you two will benefit you both. What do you think, real quick?
Yeah, Kenny's a dear friend. I've enjoyed getting to know him, spending 2 years now, and him with the quarterback room, with him and Mitch, both great human beings. You know, he's a good player, he likes country music. So, I mean, what else do you need to know about him? He's a great guy. He likes a lot of different kinds of music. We all keep it light and play a little music. One of the guys gets to choose kind of what the genre of the day will be, who the artists will be featured, and we go to work. So it was a great room. Mike Sullivan did a good job, and Kenny's a good friend.
No doubt about it. AJ Dub brings up, he goes, hey Moan, that's usually the segment we do, it's called the Hey Moan segment, but he goes, hey Moan, do you, Mason, catch yourself using Tomlinisms in everyday life? Are there any he considers a priority for players to take to heart? Mason, you were preseason MVP for him. Glad you saw you carry that moxie in the regular season. Do you find yourself using Tomlinisms?
Tomlinisms, I think so. I think I kick myself sometimes, like
me too.
In the media, and you're like, oh God, I'm regurgitating this. like, you know, they're a lot of them are so good, but they're you feel like, can I really use that? Because he's so iconic and funny the way he uses them, and you know, I feel like if I use them, am I really doing them justice? But I think, what is he? Nothing. There's nothing mystical about it. I see it with great clarity. I made a list on my phone at one point. It's a long list.
You gonna pull it up?
Bring out one of my favorites here.
I love
reasonable to expect, skills relative to your position. Ball in the hand plus grass, physical conditioning preseason. You know, this cadence as a weapon. We got to use cadence as a weapon. And sometimes I, you know, Mike would be walking to practice, and And, you know, like whoever was playing this past couple of years would go on to or use Cadence. And I'd say, and I'd say to Kenny, way to weaponize that Cadence, boy. And Mike T would look at me like, you know, really? Screw you. You got you using him against him sometimes. He doesn't really like that.
I can only imagine, dude. That's the small things that keep you in the locker room, man. That's the stuff I miss right there, Mace. Of course, there's a lot of appreciation too. Jay Freeman comes in and said, "Man, appreciate your professionalism on the mic. Your accuracy on the field, where you go, I'm cheering for you. Please stay." They're begging at this point, Mason.
Well, thank you, brother.
They're begging at this point, man. Christian also says, "We want you back, Mason. I really hope you come back, class act. You on the right. You were the right one there the whole time." I love how they're saying this now, Mason. This is cool stuff.
Absolutely.
Elizabeth said, "What are you doing in the offseason? What does your training look like?" I asked you that earlier, actually.
Yeah, I'll take a little bit of time off from throwing here for a few weeks and then ramp back up sort of, I don't know, mid-February. And then working out, you know, stretching, massage, all those things to keep your body in the best shape, you know, diet. I like to do a little blood work with a nutritionist this time of the year to kind of see diet wise or supplements, are there changes I should make? You know, am I deficient in something? Right now it's about enjoying some time with family and unplugging for a bit.
Man, you quarterbacks and your doggone massages, man. It's neither here nor there, though.
Yeah, I know. It's you need them. You got to keep the arm. Got to keep the arm fresh. You know that, Moni. You know that. Got to keep it fresh.
Let that breathe for a second. From Brian says, Mason, in what areas has your quarterback game grown the most?
Honestly, it reminds me, like, we'll be in team meetings mode and, like, you know, Mike T will say something that is pause deserving. And, I used to immediately, when there's something that's questionable said, I'm like, you know, looking at you, waiting for you to say, And now it's like Cam Hayward will do that every once in a while, but there's so many times this year I looked over and I said, "Really? You're not gonna cough or you're not gonna interject here? This is a prime example. This was a prime opportunity."
Because coaches say the wildest stuff, man. Oh my god! So it was Cam took that over for us.
Took it over and he did okay job, but I think you need to talk to him and get him to up his game a bit. In that regard,
just a little bit. So, just case in point, if a coach says something just blatantly off the wall, and I had the okay to do that type of stuff, I never got the okay. It was just a part of our culture. He'd say something like, "And we got to hit it off the backside," and I go, "Ha!"
Yes, you did.
And Coach Thomas, we're just talking about a run play, Moan, but that stuff kept the room and team light, man.
Yes.
Gotta peep that, man. No, Todd, but he asked Mason, "Do you have any funny Moan stories that he wouldn't share with us himself?" What you got for us, Mace?
No, nothing. I wouldn't. Nothing that's anything but PG. But I do remember sort of Friday mornings, like coming down to the locker room after meetings, and you started to get into this rhythm or habit of asking me, "Hey, Mace, What are you thinking of this week? Kind of what's the game plan like? Do you like it? How are we going to attack them?" And I was, you know, the first couple of times I'm kind of caught off guard. I'm kind of like, okay, you know, trying to give some, you know, eloquent synopsis to you about how we're going to attack them. And then I kind of started prepping each week, like, okay, I got to really know the game plan this week because Moan's going to ask me, put me on the spot.
Yeah.
And if I don't know what I'm talking about, he's going to call me out. So that was just another example of just that veteran leadership that I appreciated.
Those were some good times because you'd be going up to the quarterback meetings and stuff, right? Or you were just coming down. And it just eased me, if I can be honest with you, to say, okay, do you really like what we're doing this week? And it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed those little chats.
Al came on here yesterday, man, bragging. One, he's 6'10", right? But he made, if I'm not mistaken, 8-9 different just Who was it? Tom Cruise references. Who does he think
to himself, comparing himself to Tom Cruise?
He said he was Tom Cruise. He said he was Maverick. Yeah. He did all this type of stuff.
He's got the military background. He's got the 5 o'clock shadow and the dark Italian skin. So yeah, he thinks highly of himself. That's why you and I have to bring him back down to earth sometimes.
Yeah, and the only reason I brought that up, if somebody brought this up, Mark said, ever had any Clark Kent comparisons? I think you would win a part in a Superman film, Mason. I think you're Dom Draper, but that's neither here nor there.
I like that one better. I mean, my mom probably wouldn't like that comparison better if she'd seen Mad Men. But yeah, no, I don't know. There's funny things out there on the internet that my grandmother will show me, I guess. Yeah, but they're... Nothing I take to heart like Alejandro does. You know what I mean? I don't store that away like he does.
Like Tom Cruise is 5'2". Like it makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. I think he's just probably talking about comparing his yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't
make a lot of sense.
I'm an NBA player or anything, man. But it's a couple appreciation, Mason. Then I gotta let you roll, man. But AJ Dub says, thanks for your time, man. I appreciate you answering his question. P.S. Love the banger of a social media post of you holding the melon. What's the backstory on that?
Oh God, that was bye week and this past fall. And I mean, we hate to talk about him again. We don't want to name drop him too much because his ego just explodes. But Al, you know, Al Villanueva down there trying to feed the world. He thinks he's going to be curing world hunger with his fruit farm, and so I had to go check it out, and you know, I was being a goofball,
of course,
you know, hanging out with him and threw on the Dickies overalls for the day.
It was a good time, man. I got to highlight Rochelle one more time. She says, on behalf of the Foster fan, welcome Mason and thank you for leading us to the playoffs. It's a city that wants you, Mason, man. Again, I enjoyed it. I enjoy you. You're a good friend. Of course, when I came to Pittsburgh this year for the Titans game, we rode and we talked. And we had a lot of deep conversations about a lot of other stuff we probably can't say here. But I was appreciative and happy to see you, man. And we talked about it then, you getting a shot of what's going to happen and stuff. But cool to see you right here, right now.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was good to see you again. I hope to see you this offseason. And always appreciated your friendship.
No doubt. I'm trying to get my wife to see if she can sell you a house if you do decide to come to Nashville.
It might be Nash Vegas soon. We'll see. Yeah, I will hit up Mrs. Foster in that if that happens.
No doubt, man. Of course, you got free agency. I can't make you commit. This ain't college. And I'm not Les Miles or your coach from Oklahoma. What's his name? Oklahoma State.
Mike Gundy.
Mike Gundy. I'm a man. I'm 40. Him. But we'll talk more, of course, after this. But good luck in free agency, man. Everybody's appreciative of your time. I'm very appreciative of your time and the memories, too, man. I'm glad to have you, a friend. And thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no slander.
Thank you for having me on.
No doubt.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. It was fun.
For sure, Mason.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.